Oui, devant. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings in our life. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for placing your honor upon us. Thank you, Father. We pray forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the battles you fought for us. And give us the victories. Thank you for the opportunities you're sending to us that time. We glorify forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for exalting us above the enemy. Thank you for subduing the powers of darkness under our feet. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answers we have gotten already to our prayers. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs on every side. Thank you, Lord, for making difficult things easy for us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your revival that is happening in our spirit. Thank you for your restoration in our lives. Thank you for restoring unto us the things the enemies stole from us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your protection and preservation upon our lives. Thank you for hiding us in your rock, in your fortress, in your refuge. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us revelations and visions and dreams that exposes the secret of darkness to us. Thank you for giving us revelations and dreams that exposes your future plans for us. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to pray, to worship you, and to seek your face. Oh Lord, do not allow us to return the same way we have come to this meeting. Let us live here with testimonies. In Jesus' name, touch our lives. Help us in those areas we need your help. Give us restoration. Give us revival. Give us anointing, empowerment from your throne. In Jesus' name. Give us answers to our prayers. Give us blessings that are beyond our requests. In Jesus' name. Take away sicknesses and diseases from us forever as we pray here tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with an heart full of praise. With an heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord. Our God, Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up. With an heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia. Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna. Light unto thee. Lord, who is light unto thee, Lord, among the guard, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. In wonders, alleluia, among the God who is like me, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Lucia is saint of days, as old as you are, as old as you are. You will never change. A saint of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Unchangeable God, 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 you are unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. You are reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised and adored? So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy? Who is worthy to be praised and adored? So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of covet with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hearts provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, order us. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are, draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place. In your dwelling place. Forever. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Staying at your table. Surrounded by your glory. In your presence, that is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our body of our praise. No man on earth could give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord, to Jesus, for he is worthy of our praise. He's so worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto Jesus be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. We cry, Abba Father, our Lord be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Is Lord, is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Please worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for his greatness. Praise him for his name. Praise him for his kingdom. Praise him for his power. Praise him for his glory, for his strength, for his dominion. Praise him for his throne. Praise him for his mercy. We praise him, Father. Praise him for who he is. Praise him, for he alone is the Lord. And there is none else like him. He alone is the living God, the only true God. Every other God, they are false, they are liars, they are all liars, they are all deceivers. He alone is the only true God. Worship him. He reigns forever and ever. He reigns from everlasting to everlasting. His kingdom shall remain forever. His throne shall remain forever. His greatness shall remain forever. His dominion shall remain forever. Worship him. He is before all things. But he is the one holding all things together. He is the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God. He is our Redeemer, our Savior, our Restorer, our Helper, our Deliverer. He is the only hope we have. He is our strength. He is our power. He is our wisdom. He is our wealth. He is our riches. He is the money that we spend. He is all that we have. We worship you, Father. He is our sufficiency, and we shall trust him forever. We shall serve him forever, for he alone is faithful. He alone is faithful. No one is as faithful as he is. No one is as merciful as he is. No one is as loving as he is. He is so full of compassion, so full of kindness, so full of love. We praise you, Father. You are so full of grace. You are so full of truth. You are so full of righteousness. Blessed be your name, O Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are the one who answers our prayers. And you continue to answer our prayers. We praise you, Father. You are the one that grants our heart's desires. Blessed be your holy name. You are the one that comforts us. You are the one that encourages us. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him with this prayer. You can say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercies that abide forever in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that abide forever in my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that endures forever in my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that remains forever in my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that continue to follow me everywhere I go. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that keeps on showing up in my life every time I need them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so merciful toward me. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so good in my life. Thank you for being so good to me in everything that I go through. Thank you for showing me mercy continually. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for making difficult things easy in my life. Things that were difficult for others to achieve, you have made it easy for me to achieve. Things that were difficult for others to do, you have made them easy for me to do. Things that were difficult for others to become, you have made it easy for me to become. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You will say, thank you, Lord, for giving me grace to do things my human strength cannot do. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me grace to do things my human nature can't do. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you for giving me grace to do things my human wisdom, my human strength and not to do. Thank you for giving me grace to do them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving me grace to do things my human strength cannot do. Thank you for giving me grace to get victories my human strength cannot get. Thank you for giving me grace to get success that my human intelligence could not produce. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank you. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making ways for me in the wilderness of this world. Thank you, Father, for making ways for me in the wilderness of this earth. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for making ways for me in the wilderness of this earth. Thank you for making ways for me in places where others couldn't find any way. Thank you for making ways for me in places where there are no ways. Thank you for making ways for me in the wilderness of this earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let great blessings come to me from places where they cannot naturally be found. If you can say, Father, let great blessings come to me from something that appears to be dry, but from places where they do not naturally exist, Father, let great blessings come to me from such places. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, you are the one who brings things out of nothing. Command great blessings to come to me from places where they don't normally exist. From places where they don't naturally come from. Father, command great blessings to come to me from such places. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you're the one that brings water from the desert. The Father, command great blessings to come into my life from places where they don't normally exist, from places where they can't naturally be found. O Lord of hosts, command the great blessings to come to me from such places. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, I'm going to pray. I believe you know that God is unlimited. Yeah, and that is why Satan is so scared of him. And that is why all the kingdoms of darkness are so afraid of him. Yeah, because they cannot predict his operations. They can't predict his moves. Yeah, because he has no limit. He can decide to show up from a place where nobody ever thought God could come from that place. Yeah. That is who he is. So when you are trusting God, don't limit him in your mind. Don't limit him in your heart. Because he can actually come from any angle. Even from places you least expect. So if you are limiting him and then you are expecting that God has to come from a certain place, or he has to come through a certain way, or he has to help you by a certain means, then you might never get any help at all from God. But God loves people who seek him with unlimited faith. There are people with a mind that doesn't limit him. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you might be asking, how will God help me at this time in this situation that I have found myself? Brethren, he is more than able to help you. You might not be able to understand how, but he is more than able to help you. You just need to believe. That's all. Believe, but don't limit him. So you're going to pray. You can say, Father, I believe in your ability to bring things out of nothing. You can say, Father, I believe in your ability to do things that are beyond human wisdom and human understanding. The Lord, show your greatness in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I believe in your ability to bring things out of nothing. I believe in your ability to do things that cannot be scientifically explained. I believe in your ability to do things that cannot be humanly explained. Oh Lord, show your greatness in my life right now. I hope you are praying. Say, Lord, show your greatness. Show your greatness in my life. In my present situations, show the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you. I refuse to limit you. Oh Lord, manifest the greatness of you in my life. In the name of Jesus, I believe that with you, nothing shall be impossible. I believe that you can do all things. I believe that you can do impossible things. Oh Lord, reveal your greatness in my life. Continue to pray like that. Reveal your greatness in my life. You don't need to know anybody. You don't need to know a rich man or a rich woman somewhere. You don't need any of that. You just need to believe. All you need is to believe. Say, Father, I believe in what you can do Therefore, reveal your greatness in my life. In the name of Jesus, reveal your greatness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, God told Isaac to remain in the place he thought was dry. Yeah, because there was a drought in that land. Yeah. And you know, when there is drought, there's going to be a famine. And he was planning to relocate. And God said, stay in that place. Don't leave that place. Yeah, because you will plant in that place. And you will harvest great increase. And the word of the Lord came to pass. You're going to pray. Even that place that you think there is nothing there. Yeah, like some people in Nigeria right now, they say the economy is so bad and everybody wants to leave Nigeria. As I'm talking to you right now, majority of the youth, even adults, they want to leave this country. Yeah, because the suffering is so much. The poverty is so high. Yeah. That was the same situation with Isaac. And God told him, God said, remain in that place. So even where you think there is no wealth, there is no riches, there might actually be great riches there. All you need is to encounter God. I pray that you will encounter God. Yeah, all you need is God's visitation. That is all you need. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe in the greatness of you. For man, great prosperity to come out even from where I am right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I believe in the greatness of you. Command great prosperity to come to me from where I am right now. Even from the little thing I am doing. Even when you are doing a little business or whatever. Say, Father, even from the little thing I am doing, command the great prosperity to come to me from that thing. In the name of Jesus, I believe in the greatness of you. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, I believe in the greatness of your power. Command great prosperity, great riches, great wealth to come out of the little thing I am doing. To come out of my present environment that seems to be dry. Command great riches, great prosperity to come to me even from where I am right now. In the name of Jesus, the same miracle that you did to Isaac, oh Lord, do the same thing in my life. In the name of Jesus. The same miracle of multiplication. The power that is able to multiply small, to become great. Father, let that power also visit me in the name of Jesus. It's a miracle of abundance, of surplus, whole that you did to Isaac. Father, do the same thing in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Help me to plant in dry ground and yet reap great harvest. In the name of Jesus. Help me to sow even in dry ground and reap great harvest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, remember every good thing you have promised me. And bring them to pass with speed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, remember every good thing you have promised me. Remember every good plan you have for me. And bring them to pass with speed in the name of Jesus. Bring them to pass now with great speed in the name of Jesus. Every good thing you have promised me, every great plan you have for me, even the plans you have for me before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Father, remember them all and begin to perform them right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to perform them right now. Begin to perform them right now. In the name of Jesus, the success you promised me, the great future you promised me, the glorious height you promised me, the fame you promised me, oh Lord, remember and begin to perform them now. The rising and shining that you promised me. Father, remember and begin to perform them now. In the name of Jesus, the good health you promised me. Remember and begin to perform them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shine your light in my spirit. And let the vision that there is not clear, that there is not yet clear to me, become clear to me. Say, Father, shine your light in my spirit. And let the vision, the dreams that are not yet clear, become clear to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. shine your light, O Lord, in my spirit, and give clarity to the vision you have been showing me. Give clarity to the vision you have been showing me. Give clarity to the instructions you have been sending to me. Shine your light in my spirit. And give clarity to the things you are telling me to do at this time. Give clarity to the things that you want me to do at this time. Give clarity to the knowledge of your will for my life. In the name of Jesus, shine your light in my spirit. And let those dreams that have not been clear, let them come back to me. And let them be very clear. In the name of Jesus. The things you were trying to tell me in my dreams that I did not see clearly. And I did not really understand. Father, let your light bring clarity to those things right now in the name of Jesus. Give me more dreams and visions that will make your will very clear to me in the name of Jesus. Give me more dreams and visions that will make your guidance, your direction to become very clear to me at this time in the name of Jesus. Shine your light in my spirit and give me clarity concerning the things that I'm confused about. Shine your light in my spirit, hold on, and give me clarity concerning the things I'm confused about. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I believe you know that just as God has great plans for you, good plans for you, the same way the enemy have their own plans for you. But many times, I've seen people who fell out of God's plan into the enemy's plan. I pray that such will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every darkness that is operating in my life to make sure that I fall out of God's plan for my life. Then let the fire of God consume that darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every darkness assigned, every spirit assigned to my life from hell, to ensure that I fall out of God's plans for my life into the devil's plans. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness that have filled up my environment, every darkness that keeps following me, to make sure that the plans of God don't happen in my life, to make sure that Satan's plans happen to me. The fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, fire of God consume them now. Consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every darkness assigned to deceive me into making choices, into making decisions that will take me out of God's plan. Fire of God, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness assigned to confuse and mislead me into making choices that will stop the fulfillment of God's plans in my life. Fire of God, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to lift your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every pollution of darkness in my spirit that is misinterpreting God's voice and God's messages to me. Every pollution of darkness in my spirit that is misinterpreting spiritual things to me, misinterpreting God's messages, God's word, God's voice to me, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Consume them now. Every pollution of darkness in my spirit that is making me to misunderstand the things of God, that is making me to misinterpret the voice of God, that is making me to misinterpret the word of God, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Remove the pollution from my spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, remove the pollution. In the name of Jesus, every corruption in my spirit, in my spiritual senses, that is making me to misinterpret what God is showing me, that is making me to misunderstand spiritual things, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now from my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let every barrier set before me by darkness to prevent my progress in life disappear right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. say in the name of Jesus, let I command every barrier set before me by darkness to prevent my present progress to disappear right now. I command the barrier to disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic barrier, witchcraft barrier, every demonic barrier, every demonic roadblock, satanic roadblock that is preventing my present progress, I command you to disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to disappear right now. I command you to disappear. Every satanic roadblock, demonic roadblock, witchcraft roadblock that is not allowing me to move forward at this time, disappear now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the judgment of God upon every creator of darkness that is causing affliction in my life. Let the judgment of God fall upon them. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I invoke God's judgment upon every creature and agent of darkness that is causing afflictions in my life, causing pains in my life. Let the judgment of God fall upon them now. In the name of Jesus, every agent of Satan, every creator of darkness that is causing me afflictions and pains, that is bringing affliction and pains upon my life, let the judgment of God overcome them now. In the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God fall upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, every creator of darkness, every witchcraft agent that is assigned to oppress me, to put me in affliction and pains, let the judgment of God fall upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God silence every voice of discouragement that keeps coming to discourage me from praying and seeking God at this time. So let the fire of God silence the voices. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God silence every voice of discouragement. Every voice of discouragement that is coming to discourage me from trusting the Lord, from seeking the Lord, from praying, from fasting. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost silence them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every voice of discouragement that is coming to discourage me from doing spiritual exercises that would change my life, fire of God, silence them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, silence them forever. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Every demonic voice that is speaking to stop me from seeking God passionately, to stop me from praying fervently, let the fire of God silence them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, grace is God's ability in action. Yeah, that is a very short definition of grace, God's ability in action. Yeah, I want you to pray. One thing that fasting does is that fasting allows you to get grace from God. Fasting allows you to receive grace from God. Grace to do things that human beings don't naturally have the ability to do. Yeah. Because God will give you the ability. So you're going to pray. Are there things that you have been trying to achieve and it has never happened? God is able to give you grace and then you'll be able to achieve it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me unusual grace. Put upon me unusual grace. Common grace to achieve unusual things and uncommon things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, as I give myself to prayer and to fasting and to seeking you at this time, release into my life unusual grace and common grace to do unusual things and uncommon things. Things that is not normal for human beings to do and achieve. Things that is not possible for ordinary human beings to achieve. Oh Lord, give me grace to achieve them. Give me grace to achieve them. Give me grace to do them right now. In the name of Jesus. Endue me with unusual grace. Before the end of this fasting, Father, endue me with unusual grace. Endue me with uncommon grace so that I can achieve unusual things and uncommon things. So that I can achieve supernatural things in the name of Jesus. Let me receive such grace, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the scripture that says you are my strength come alive in my life. Say, Father, let the scripture that says the Lord is the strength of my life, let that scripture be fulfilled in my whole life. Let that scripture come alive in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your scripture that says that you are my strength. Let your scripture that says that you are the strength of my life. Let that scripture be real in my life. Let that scripture come alive in my life. Let it come alive in my body. Let it come alive in my soul. Let it come alive in my spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, your scripture that says that you are my strength. That you are my strength. Father, let that scripture become my reality. Let that scripture become my daily reality. Let it come alive in my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, be my strength indeed. In the name of Jesus. Be my strength indeed. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. As the scripture says, Father, become my strength indeed. Become the strength that is in my body. Become the strength that is in my soul. Become the strength that is in my spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Become the strength that I use to live. Father, become the strength that I use to move around. Become the strength that I use to do everything. Become the strength that I use to do every daily activity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 30 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your great power, reverse every evil thing the kingdom of darkness has already done against my life, against my destiny, against my calling. Father, revive them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, revive every evil thing. The dark kingdom has already gone, has perfectly gone against my life, against my destiny, against my calling, against my family, against my home, against my marriage, against my ministry. Revive them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil thing the kingdom of darkness have already done against my finances, against my career, against my business, Father, reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, undo them now with your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. I have said it before that. The spirit of a man, including the soul of a man, I mean, the spirit of a man together with his soul, can be trapped in different realms of darkness. Yeah, unlike your body. Yeah, for instance, if you lock up your body in a room, there's no way your body can be in another place, except maybe the angels created another version of your body and start showing it to other people somewhere else. Yeah, but your soul can be trapped in places in spiritual realm, together with your spirit. Yeah. So which means that the remaining part of your soul and spirit could just be a fragment. Whereas the larger part, I mean the remaining part of your soul and spirit that is in your body right now, could just be a fragment. Whereas the larger part has been captured in different realms of darkness. And that kind of people, they can no longer think free. And they can no longer think positive. Yeah, every time they think in the direction Satan wants them to think and reason. And some people, they can no longer control themselves. They are now under the control of principalities and powers and forces of darkness. Why? Because different parts of their souls and spirits have been trapped. So they no longer can control themselves anymore. They are now slaves to the realms of darkness. So you are going to pray. You are going to pray like this. You are going to say, Father, release your fire into every realm of darkness that have trapped my soul and spirit, and deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release your fire into every realm of darkness, every realm of witchcraft that have trapped my soul and spirit. And release me now. Let your fire release me now. Let your fire release me now. Thank you, Lord. Resisting the hashtag. Let your fire release me now. Let your fire release me now. Let your fire release me now. Every fragment of my soul, every fragment of my spirit that have been captured in the realms of darkness, in the realms of occultic people, in the realms of agents of Satan, in the realm of kingdoms of darkness. Father, release your fire into those realms and let your fire release my soul. Let your fire release my spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every fragment of me that have been captured by witches and wizards, every fragment of my spirit and soul that have been captured by agents of Satan, Father, release your fire into their realm and let your fire release my soul and spirit right now in the name of thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. Your hell can also be captured in the realms of darkness. Yeah, there are some people that they have taken drugs. I mean, a lot of drugs. And yet, nothing changed in their health. And they have even tried, herbal medicine. Yeah, they have tried herbal medicine. They have tried supplements. They have tried all forms of medical interventions or health remedies. I mean, all those, you know, remedies for curing diseases. They have tried everything and nothing changed in their health. Why? Because they have not tried one thing, and that is prayer. Yeah. They have not prayed enough so that God can release their help from where darkness has captured it. Yeah, they only believe in physical things they can use, but they never know that except God release their health from where it has been captured, they will never heal. Yeah, they don't know that they will not heal until their health has been released. So you're going to pray, maybe your health has been captured. Yeah, maybe you are not feeling sick now. Maybe the enemy has programmed that in some years to come you start feeling sick. Yeah, because the enemy can give people sickness ahead of time. Yeah, there's some people that they already have been given cancer, but the cancer is not showing now. The cancer is going to show in 5 years to come. Some it will show in 15 years to come. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, release your fire into the realms of darkness where my health has been captured, where the health of my body has been captured. Release your fire there and let my health be released. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Release your fire into every realm of darkness that have captured my health. Every realm of darkness that has captured the normal functioning of the organs in my body. Every realm of darkness that has captured my immune system. Every realm of darkness that has captured my health, my good health. Father, release your fire into those realms right now. And liberate my health. In the name of Jesus, liberate my health. That's every darkness that I've captured, the health of my blood, the health of my bones, the health of my tissues, my muscles, the health of my nerves, the health of every part of my body, every darkness that I've captured, the health of my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. You can pray the same prayer for those that you know that are sick. Fire of the Holy Ghost, liberate my health from the covers of witchcraft. Fire of the Holy Ghost, liberate my health from the covers of evil men, from the covers of Satan worshippers right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Amen. We're going to pray this additional prayer point. I remember recently I was talking with someone, the person needed prayers. Yeah, because the wife of that man was not able to conceive after many years. Yeah, and as I and some other ministers as we were, you know, counseling that man, that the Holy Spirit revealed to me that when that man was at age 21, when the man was 21 years, that was when the enemy the seed in his manhood. You know, what was supposed to, you know, what was supposed to enable him to father a child was taken from him. At that age. And that was why, even now that maybe he's going to 60 years, he wasn't able to produce a child. There was nothing wrong with the woman, but there was something wrong with him because he had low sperm count. So he couldn't father his time. Yeah, because of what happened some years ago. Yeah. And actually, as we were praying for him, the Holy Spirit revealed to another person. Because we were a group of ministers. And the person said that the man slept with an agent of Satan around that age that I mentioned, that the man slept with a woman who was an agent of Satan, and it was the woman who trapped the potency of his manhood, and you couldn't father a child. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because it is possible that Satan has taken something away from you. Now, it might not be in regards to having a child or getting pregnant. It might be other things. Maybe you were born with a spiritual gift. Now, there are people that they were born with spiritual gifts. Yeah, like John the Baptist was anointed from the womb. Yeah, and then maybe something happened some years ago and Satan stole that thing from you. Maybe you went into a sin, who knows? And you lost that thing. So, the reason I'm saying this is that Satan could have taken something from you. Yeah, some years ago. Maybe while you were even growing up as a child and you didn't know anything, and then you were born with maybe a powerful talent or a powerful gift, but it was stolen. Now, the fact that you are now born again doesn't mean that you will automatically get what Satan stole from you some years ago. You have to pray that God will restore what has been stolen from you. So you are going to pray. Yeah, this is the last prayer point. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me and restore unto me every good thing that came with me into this world but has been stolen from my life by darkness. Say every good thing, every virtue, every good gift that came with me to this world, but was extracting from my life. by the kingdom of darkness. Say, oh Lord, show me mercy and restore them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, show me mercy and restore unto me good things that I once had, but was stolen from me by darkness. Restore them now by your mercy. Restore them unto me now by your mercy. I believe you're praying. Restore them now. Restore them now. Restore them now. Continue to pray. I was surprised, about that particular man that we were praying for. Yeah, because I was like, how come he didn't know all these things? That it was something that happened when he was at 21 years of age. That is the root of his problem. And how come he didn't pray hard for the restoration? Pray and say, Lord, have mercy on me and restore every good thing that I once had in my life, but was stolen from my life by the enemy. Oh Lord, show me mercy and restore them now. Restore them now. Restore them now. In the name of Jesus, restore them now. In the name of Jesus, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Thank you, Father. Every virtue that Satan has stolen from me, every spiritual gift that Satan has stolen from me, every spiritual ability that Satan has stolen from me, every strength that Satan has stolen from me, Father, restore unto me now by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this moment spent in your presence. Thank you for the privilege to be in your presence and worship and pray. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to call upon your name and receive answers from you. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the great things your mighty hand has been doing in our lives since we started this 40 days fasting. Thank you, Lord, because your mighty hand that do greater things in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you stretch forth your hand and that you destroy the root of our problems, the root of the problem in the lives of your people. Father, stretch forth your hand and destroy the root right now so that the problem can disappear instantly. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you move mightily in every life here and that you change their situations from negativity to positivity in the name of Jesus. I come against every power that is saying you will go backward instead of going forward. I decree that the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every prince of darkness that is in charge of your father's house and your mother's house, that is saying that you will not succeed and rise above a certain point in your life, I decree that the wrath of God consume that principality right now in Jesus' name. Whether Satan likes it or not, you shall possess your possession. Whether Satan likes it or not, you shall become who God wants you to be. And you shall fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall surprise you with miracles. Miracles that has never happened in your life before. I decree that the hand of God shall wrought them in your life now, in the name of Jesus. And you shall hear testimonies that will shock people around you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.